and hear that.
Okay. Welcome, everybody, from around the world in the chat room and on the phone to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina. A Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody. Happy birthday to Capricorns, the Omega, Alpha, and Omega. Welcome to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Miss Nina and Linus. We're so glad you're joining and supporting the show. We cover personal to business readings daily. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, destiny, your destiny can change. You have the control of your future. We will give you the answers to the best of our abilities. What you do with the information, well, that's up to you. Daily psychic readings are done on the website www.theessenceofsuccess.net every day, Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at night. If you're not ready, excuse me, yet to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website and subscribe to get our monthly newsletter and whatever other pertinent information. If you have any messages for us, send them at the website or on our Facebook page, The Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. Thank you, and do enjoy the show. Now I'm going to bring in my station manager and co-host, Miss Nina.
Good evening, everyone. I hope you're having a good week so far. Oh, wow, Christmas is fastly approaching. I know you're all busy and running around like crazy and preparing and buying groceries and whatever else may happen in your life. Just slow down and take a deep breath and remember that it's not about all the material things in this world. It's what we can give to each other spiritually, mentally. And, of course, the physical hugs are always nice, too. I have a few birthdays and anniversaries to announce this week. Yesterday was my great-niece Meadow's birthday. She was 2 yesterday. Happy birthday, Meadow. Auntie loves you. Today is my niece and her husband's anniversary. 16th wedding anniversary. Happy anniversary, Rana and Richard. And tomorrow, my granddaughter will be 24. Cassandra, you have brought so much love and joy into our lives. You changed our lives from the day you were born. Thank you very much for coming into our lives and being part of our family. We love you. On the 26th, that is my girlfriend Wendy's birthday. Happy birthday, Wendy. I hope you have a wonderful day. And that's it for me for this week.
Okay. I've got Tanya, a friend in Arizona. Her birthday is also the 26th. Also on the 26th, happy birthday to Cece. Happy birthday to one of my grandchildren, Bakia, who's also, all three of these people are on the 26th. So happy, happy birthday, and I hope I got every. Oh, one more. Sarah G, happy birthday. Now I got everybody. Trying to remember, hers is not on the 26th, so it's on Christmas. So happy birthday. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. Now I've got a... before Nina and I begin, go to the website and also on the YouTube channel. I put explain the solar eclipse is coming up the day after Christmas on the 26th, so you understand what's going on. Also, on the website, so it's article, go to the blog news. I'm sorry, go to blog news. Then also how December new moon will affect you. How's it going to affect you this month coming in? Also, Christmas Day zodiac signs. I did a Christmas Day reading for all 12 signs, so should be good. You got to check that out and see. And, of course, our psychic readings today. So for those articles, Christmas Day zodiac signs, how the December new moon, which is the 26th, will affect every sign, and also explain a little bit what the solar eclipse is going through. So we got solar eclipse in Capricorn. The new moon is in Capricorn, and we have the portal that's open for 3 days. And I'm sorry, I meant to put an article up about that, but mainly about the portal is good things, transition of good things coming into our lives, hopefully, for all of us. So anyway, what you don't see on the website, you can go to the YouTube channel, Saturday Night Psychic, and you'll also see me live doing those articles. Okay. And what else? Oh, and next Monday will be our last day, y'all. Our last day on the radio is next Monday. It'll be a 2-hour show from 6 to 8. So get your popcorn and your pop or coffee and tea and join us. We are going to have fun. There'll be people calling in from the 10 years that we've been on the radio that have did various shows on the air. And so they'll be calling in and having their little say and stuff. And I'm sure probably some guests and other people, too. So do join us. I don't know if Nina and I are going to be doing any psychic readings on the last day. So I'll have to get with Nina and see what she thinks is best. Or just enjoying the last 2 hours on the radio, you know, having fun.
I think we'll play it by ear, Lennis. If somebody calls in and wants to share with us and wants a question answered, we will gladly answer them. But just to let you know, we won't be spending more than 1 or 2 minutes on each question if you do call in. It's a goodbye show, a bonding show, a thank you show, and we love you show.
Yes, yes, definitely. That's very good. Yes. All right. Is there any other things we need to, any other messages we need to put out, or no? We're good to go?
Well, yeah. How about a prayer, a couple of prayers for this grandma? I looked after a little guy this afternoon. He's 14 months old. I forgot how much work they are, and my back is killing me.
Oh yeah, they're busy little bees at that age. All over the place.
Yes, he was, but he is so darn sweet, man. I love that little guy. And this will be the last chance I get to see him in for a while because they're moving to New Zealand. So yeah. It was kind of sweet.
Ooh, they're really going north, way north, or northeast. What is that considered? New Zealand, northeast,
New Zealand, south.
It's south of you guys?
New Zealand?
South of us, New Zealand. Why did I think New Zealand was up there by Canada? Okay.
Oh, no, New Zealand's down by Australia.
Oh, okay. I just visualized it. I just saw it. Okay. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yep, I just visualized it. Oh, whoa, that's a long ways away. Well, yeah, enjoy your grandbaby to the fullest.
Yep.
Yeah,
oh, well.
For sure.
All right, Lennis, I think we're ready to begin, and I see that we have lots of space open in the queue, so if you want us on for the full hour, I suggest you call in because we've only got a couple of callers in right now. So please call in.
Yes, for sure. Okay. Well, our first caller, there we go. Our first caller up is area code 229. Welcome to the show. Who's this?
Hi, Melvin.
It's Melvin. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yes, sir.
All right. I just wanted to ask a question. I just purchased a Jeep, and I bought it from the Toyota place, and I went out to get in it, and it wouldn't start. So I took it back to the Toyota place, and they tried to make me pay for a battery, and I said, no, I've already paid cash for this vehicle. So my question is, the vehicle I bought, it's a Jeep Commander. It's white. And is this going to be a long-term vehicle for me? Is this a good vehicle, motor and transmission?
What year is it,
gonna,
Melvin?
It's 2009. It's white. It's kind of off-white light.
Yeah,
brownish.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Okay, I can see it.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Did they put the battery in it for you?
Yes, ma'am. They put me, after I got through talking, I had to go to the head man, the owner, and he said,
yeah,
put it in there. Because they supposed to have ran it through the shop and put it on the machine to make sure that there's no problems, and they didn't do it. So he said, no, put it, he said, no, go ahead and put him a brand new battery on there. Now it's running. It's a nice vehicle he got.
Yeah.
I just want to know how long it'll last.
The Jeep is a good vehicle, and I am seeing at least 5 years, if not more.
Okay. But it do have a lot of miles. It has miles on it. That's what I'm concerned about. But as long as you think maybe I can, as long as I change the oil and keep the maintenance up, it'll be.
Just keep everything up on it and treat her right, Melvin, and that vehicle will last.
Say that again, please.
I said just keep everything up on it. Keep your oil changes done and treat the vehicle right, and you will be fine. It will last you.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
No, you're
welcome. Yes, ma'am.
Merry
Merry Christmas to you all, too, as well. What you got for me, Neil? I know you. I get a bonus question.
What was that, Melvin?
I said, do I get a bonus question for tonight?
Sure, you can have it.
Come on, you know I love
Melvin,
you, lady.
Melvin, shit ain't changed. We still, Nina, Miss Nina, let us one question per call.
Lennis, in the spirit of Christmas, Melvin can have a second question.
I just want to know. My last question, thank you. I just want to know, I got in a wreck in October 31st, Halloween Day, and I do have an attorney, and I'm going to physical therapy, and I injured my neck, my back, and my hip. But I want to know, what do you all see coming out of this for me financially?
Melvin, financially you will get something, but it's going to take a while. All of these physical injuries from car accidents do take some time. The lawyers like to wait for at least a year to make sure that there isn't reoccurring injuries. So, you're going to have to just wait for at least a year for him to start proceedings. Most lawyers like to wait till almost the 2 years are up. So it's going to take some time. You can get from the insurance your physical therapy, your prescriptions, doctor's appointments, anything that you have to pay for now will be paid for by your insurance. But as far as any money coming towards you, that won't happen for a while. Okay?
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank
you.
You're
welcome, Melvin.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Good night.
Okay, next caller, area code 973. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, Miss Tina.
Hi, Tina. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And thank you for shouting out back here for her birthday. We just came back.
Okay, what can we answer for you tonight, Tina?
Yes, I would like to ask about a relationship with Sean.
Sean. younger.
Yes.
Am I right? Is he younger?
Yes.
Okay. Wow. I'm not picking up anything on him. I got a totally blank board. That don't happen too often.
Okay.
Are you picking up anything, Nina? All I got, he was young, and then it just went blank. Nothing.
No, when you first said his name, Tina, it was like I was being smacked in the face. Now, I'm not sure what that means, but it was like somebody physically smacked me in the face. I'm going to say that means you should be cautious. Don't give your heart to him too quickly. Make sure that you establish solid friendship before anything else.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just there's something there. I don't know what it is, but there's something there. Something that he's not been totally honest with you about. Man. It's almost like I'm being shaken now.
You're being shaken?
Yes.
I don't like that. Yeah, be very cautious around this guy. All I got was younger and it went black, but if you're picking up all that, then yeah, I want her to be cautious around this guy.
Please be cautious, and before you give him your whole heart, please become friends with him first and figure out what he's all about, okay?
Okay.
I'm not picking up anything good, but I'm not picking up anything bad either, other than being smacked in the face and then being shaken. It's almost like you need to open your eyes, so please be friends with him first before you do anything else.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
You're welcome. Yeah. Thanks for calling. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay. All right. Next caller. Area code 216. I think if I get it there. 216, you're on the air with Miss Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Nina. Hi, Linus.
Hey there.
Hi. Merry Xmas. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Who's this?
Sharon, my allergies are terrible, so if I sneeze, I apologize.
No worries.
Okay.
What's your name again?
Sharon.
Oh, okay.
I've been welcome to the show, Sharon. Thank you. I know I'm just so bummed out at Christmas. I'm out of work. And when do you see me getting an offer? I've been interviewing. I had one today, even.
Sharon, is this just a recent thing, you being out of work?
It's 6 weeks. I'm still
How
bummed
long?
It's a holiday. 6 weeks.
How long? 6 weeks.
6 weeks. 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't see anything happening because it's so close to Christmas. I don't see anything happening, and you may hear back from this job that you interviewed today.
That's not going to be after Christmas and the New Year's. They already told me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hear anything.
I'm thinking around the 6th or the 7th you'll hear something.
Well, okay. It doesn't necessarily have to be this job. I mean, my main concern is I'm interviewing with a couple companies. When do you feel that I'm going to get an offer?
The 6th or the 7th?
In these 2 weeks, yeah. I don't see it in December at all, not this last 2 weeks.
I didn't think so.
Yeah,
no.
I picked up the 6th or the 7th, so there you go.
And what about, I know, well, I called in 3 weeks ago, and you guys told me I was going to get this temp job, and I didn't get it. Oh, God, I know.
Really? Did it have anything to do with your attitude? I'm just asking because that popped up as soon as you were talking about the job. My angels told me attitude. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to listen to you and see what you had to say before I say that. But that was the first word when you started talking and we were asking, I got attitude. So I don't know. Maybe you could be bummed out because it's been 6 weeks and you want to get to work. I understand that.
I know. Well, 3 weeks ago I didn't have an attitude. I'm just tired tonight. I mean, when I went to that interview, I didn't have an attitude at all. But do you feel me getting an offer too, Nina?
Yes, I do. Like I said, January 6th or 7th, you'll get an offer.
Okay.
I'm not sure whether you're going to take it, though. Now, I'm not sure why, but I'm not sure that you're going to actually take this offer. Maybe there'll be two of them.
The girl was really, really nice today on the phone interview. I mean, I think we clicked, but the last interview I went on last week, I clicked with, too. What do you see, Lennis? Sorry, my nose, I can't breathe. And what are you picking up, Lennis?
I'm with Nina. Anything that's going to transition for you job-wise, I see not coming till January. But in January, it is good. Like Nina said, it's not bad or good. I see that it's good for you. I don't know, it's like something opens up. So, you know, we're going through the portals, 26, 27, 28. The portals will be open for anything, you know, as Nina say, like when the moon is, do your intentions. When these portals open, pray your ass off for things that you want to occur in your life to transpire. So, but I see 26, January 27. Being good for you. I don't know why, but I just, I do. I see January good. So,
did you say the
Nina said you might have a choice of two. Hey.
I know. And you said the 26th, the 27th, and 28th are the good days to pray? Well,
yeah,
every day.
No,
yes.
Every day is, but because of the new moon, that's when you lay out your intentions. And the new moon is the 26th. So you're, and the portal is also open on the 26th, and it's also an eclipse. So I would say lay out your intentions on paper, good and strong, on the 26th. And make sure that they're positive intentions and one that you've really thought out and something that you really, truly want. And I'm saying this to everybody because it's a trifecta. It's a trifecta out there, people. And
it
trifecta
is
three. Three is a good number. Always threes are good. So please, on the 26th, after you clean up from Christmas Day, get those intentions written out. Make time to have them done. I know this is kind of short notice for the majority of you. It's already the 23rd, but please do that because honestly, if you can do that and print them out, write them out clearly, precisely, and exactly what your head and your heart wants, it will happen. It may take time, but it will happen.
Thank you.
And what do you tell them, Nina, to put it in the window so the moon can,
No, well, no. You can put them. You can put crystals on them and put them outside so the moon can hit them, or you sleep on them. Sleep on those intentions. Just make them. Make sure that they're there. Intensify them. If you don't want to do that, intensify them with some clear quartz crystals. Do whatever you need to do. But yeah, if it's nice enough and you can put them outside, do that. But
okay.
Yeah, I would sleep on it, either that or put some crystals on it.
Okay. Thank you very much. You both have a wonderful Christmas.
Oh,
you
too, Sharon. And we'll be praying for you, okay?
Thanks.
It'll get better, trust me, it really will. I know it don't seem like it now, but it's going to get better for you
a lot.
Okay, well, thanks for calling. And Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Okay. All right, next caller is area code 614. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hello.
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 Hello. Who is this?
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
This is Silson from Columbus, Ohio.
Silson,
not your
we
name
haven't talked to you in a while. How are you doing?
Okay.
I'm doing good.
All
okay,
right.
what's your question?
My current job, I feel unrecognized and unappreciated. So I kind of wanted to know what advice Spirit had for me in regards to looking for a different job, or if I should just wait.
I hate
in
to
March
say
of
this,
next
but,
year. Go ahead, Nina. Go ahead.
I also hate to say this, but after you've been at any job for any length of time, you will feel unappreciated and unrecognized. It's just the way it is in this world. Unfortunately, the employer never heaps on the praise to anybody. And the only time you really hear from them now is when they have something negative to say. It's unfortunate. And for any of you that are thinking about starting a company or already have one and you're listening right now, please remember that those employees that you have are working their butts off to make you money. Maybe it's time you were a little more appreciative of them. That's all I got to say about this.
Amen. Okay, Silson, what I saw was in March, and there's a change at the job, but it looks like it's a possible promotion for you if you hang in there for a minute. There's a possible promotion, but not till March. Someone's leaving. They're either retiring or they're having a child. What do I get, retiring or having a child? But that position will become vacant. And so it's a possibility for you to move in there and make some more money. And it looks like it could be better hours also.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes when it looks as darkest, it turns around and it's the more light than you could possibly believe in abundance. But I see if you just hang in there till March at the company you're at, there really is, yeah, I feel it strong. It really is a promotion coming. And you'll get that promotion if you're still there.
Okay.
Because you're qualified for it.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
It's hard. I mean, that's great. Just, you know, it's hard because I go to work and then it seems like the managers have favorites and I'm not one of them and I'm just kind of confused.
Have you tried to sit down and have a conversation with the manager about how you feel or what you've observed?
No.
You'd be surprised. Do that, Silson. I'm going to tell you why. The angels are telling me right now that they'll have a great respect for you because instead of running around the office talking about people behind their back or stabbing them with a knife, whatever, you went directly to the manager or supervisor and said, let's have a conversation. This is how I feel. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right, but I want to get an understanding because I like my job and I want to continue to work here. But I just want to get an understanding. But I feel that when you do that, Silson, you will gain a lot of respect. I just feel like, wow, they'll really respect you for that. So think about it.
Okay.
Good luck to you, young lady.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Silson, and thanks for calling. All right, next caller. You're listening to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Ms. Nina and Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And the chat room is open. All right, our next caller is area code 856. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, it's Rosemaria. How are you?
Fine. And who is this? I'm sorry.
Rosemaria.
I got both of you
been
talking at the same time. Andrea?
No.
Rosemaria.
Anna Maria. Is
no,
that right?
Rose. No, it's Rose.
Oh, Rose Maria. Well, you were both talking. Now I just got it. Okay, Rose Maria. Sorry for that. I can hear the name. All right, well, welcome to the show, Rose Maria, as always. How are you doing, young lady?
I'm fine. How are you?
Terrific. Terrific. What can me and Miss Nina answer for you today?
I was wondering if I was going to get a call from a friend for Christmas and my birthday this year. I was wondering about that.
If you're going to get a call for Christmas?
Am I going to get a call from my friend this year for Christmas and my birthday? It's in the same week.
Oh, happy birthday, Capricorn.
Thanks.
Okay, call from your friend. Do you have a first name that we can concentrate on?
Ralph.
Okay. Ralph has moved on. I see him going away from you, walking down the block. Distance, he's walking. Walking too. It's distance. So I don't believe you're going to hear from him because he's going away from you, not coming towards you.
Oh, thank you.
What are you picking up, Nina?
Oh, the angel said, O-F, no, he's not going to vote. But they used the bad word.
Okay, well, we know that R is not going to call, Rosemary. So let's just delete that. What else you want to do on your birthday? Other than being upright and thank God that you're here for another year, another day in the life.
That's our financial, if that's coming in.
Financial?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you want to know? A new job or what?
Yeah, new job.
Any job. Have you been applying?
Yeah, I had four interviews last couple weeks for the same company.
Good for you.
For the same company?
Yeah.
Rosemary, did you say for the same company? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, if you're having that many interviews for the same company, I would say you definitely are going to get a job.
Yeah, I was supposed to get a call this week sometime, and I called earlier, and they didn't return it yet.
Yeah. With it being
I want you to be
to
patient.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Nina. That's
what I was just going to tell you. Be patient. With it being so close to Christmas, I don't think you'll hear anything until next week.
All right. Cool. Appreciate it.
Okay. No worries. You have a very Merry Christmas and happy birthday. When is your birthday?
The 31st.
Oh, wow. Big celebration every year for your birthday, even fireworks. Now, how lucky are you?
I'm telling you, what a neat birthday, huh? And everybody celebrates your birthday, girlfriend. So we'll just celebrate this year a little bit better because we'll say, this is for Rosemary, too.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. Have a Merry Christmas. Okay. Well, unless we get a call in 2 minutes, we are out and about.
Yep. It's your two-minute warning, folks. Like everybody else, I have tons to do, and I also want to sit on a heating pad because my back is killing me. So, yeah.
Well, we can close it out now.
No, it's okay. We'll wait for the 2 minutes, but I just want to tell you all to remember the reason for the season. It isn't all about monetary and the gift-giving. It's also about peace, love, and joy. Remember that. Remember the new moon, the trifecta, the new moon, the eclipse, and the portal being open. So remember that trifecta. Get your intentions out there and let me know what those intentions are on the 30th. Now, that would be great if you could just call in just to let me know what your intentions are. And, get those crystals out. Get them working. Get them cleaned. If you're not a Reiki master like I am or do not know any Reiki, then put your crystals in sea salt and clean them. They're even more powerful when they're clean. And that's all I got to say.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Other
Sounds
than,
good to me.
I think the 2 minutes are up. So your two-minute warning is over with. I have no one in the chat room. I expect we will have a full board next week.
Yes. Yes.
I know Heather will be joining us, and Holly will be joining us.
Good. I think Anna will be too. Anna will be joining too, so you'll have everybody.
That's wonderful. That's absolutely wonderful. And it will be a good show, folks. It will be the last show from Lennis for 10 years and me for 8. So it will be a good show. There might even be a few tears. Who knows? But just know that I will not lose contact with any of these people that we are talking about. These people that we are talking about now, Lennis, myself, Holly, Heather, and Anna, have been friends for far too long for us to give up just because there's no show. So, we have a caller, Lennis. Can you believe it? Just under the water.
Yeah, let me stop the music. Oh. Stop. Okay. Okay, area code 757. You're on the air with Miss Nina and Lennis. Who's this? 757, you're on the air. Hello. Okay.
You're gone. Okay, you didn't want to talk to us. That's fine. We're going now. Good night, everyone. Have a great week. Merry Christmas. We will talk to you again next Monday. Love you, Lennis.
I love you too, Nina. Merry Christmas to you and Jim and the family. Y'all have a wonderful time. We're going to be eating, and we're going to a Christmas Eve party. And Shabby and I are going to. And then on Christmas Day, the family will be over here for food, not presents.
Have a drink on Christmas Eve for Cassandra, because she will be 24 on the 24th. And you know what that means.
Oh.
That means she has a golden year coming up. So, yeah, have a drink for Cassandra.
I sure will. And y'all have a wonderful, wonderful, blessed Christmas, which I know you will.
We will, and you too as well. And give Shabby a hug from me.
I sure will. All right. Love you, Nina.
Love you too. Good night, folks.
Good night.
Just lay back and let love take us over. There's magic here with you and I, and it's gonna take us all the way.